Yesterday, thousands of people hit the streets in Los Angeles to protest the Trump 2.0 administration, rounding up and arresting their favorite drug dealers and what will ultimately be millions of other criminals, most of them waving foreign flags and breaking the law, interrupting the flow of traffic on major streets, including the historic Highway 101. Aside from waving flags and showing allegiance to their homelands, they also burned our flag, showing the disdain that they have for the country that they invaded and are occupying. So far, as of late Sunday night, I haven't seen a single report about a single arrest, and there are rumors that the Los Angeles mayor ordered a stand-down order, and there are clips of police seeing packing up their gear and just leaving. A similar scene in Seattle's Alki Beach, where you can see the criminal invaders are proudly waving the flag that they helped to hoist over the White House if they are able to conquer our land. But thankfully, we have President Trump back in office, and these are just some of the soldiers who are headed to the southern border in order to prevent more of the criminal invaders from entering our land. And while we have been invaded, at least we finally have a president back in the Oval Office who is treating this as an invasion. And these are more scenes from the U.S.-Mexico border of soldiers deploying in order to prevent any more of the criminals from coming here. This is a view from the Mexican side of the border, looking over the Rio Grande, showing our soldiers standing there to make sure that not an inch of the area is overlooked. Contrast that with what the Biden administration did, ordering the Border Patrol and other federal agents to remove the barbed wire fence that the state of Texas had put in place in order to try to stop their state and our country from being further invaded.
I'll be back. You can't keep the Democrats out of the White House forever. And when they get in, I'm back on the streets with all my criminal buddies.
Here's Bill Maher, whose HBO show is simulcast on CNN on Friday nights, trying to get through to the morons who happen to be tuning in over there.
Here's a graph that shows immigration under Bush and then Obama and then Trump first term, pretty much the same. Then we get to Biden. Well, Democrats can say they weren't for open borders, but it sure looks like someone left the gate unlocked.
And speaking of Mexico, President Trump placed a 25% tariff on all goods being imported from Mexico, as well as Canada, and a 10% tariff on goods being imported from China. And here is Chuck Schumer being upset about it.
Let's just take Super Bowl Sunday, okay? It's going to affect beer, okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico.
Most beer comes from Mexico. I'm sorry. But we have a whole city right here in America that's dedicated to brewing beer. It's called Milwaukee. They don't call the city's baseball team the Brewers for nothing. Not to mention countless microbrews and other major brewing manufacturers throughout the entire United States.
It's going to affect your guac. Because what is guacamole made of? Avocados, both from Mexico.
Well, guess what, Chuck? People will just have to use cheese dip instead, which they can also get from Wisconsin. And as we continue to try to make America sane again, all federal employees have been told that they need to remove their pronouns from their email signatures as Donald Trump's plan to eradicate DEI continues. Those are the little bottom sections on emails where people put their title and their contact information, their phone number, etc. And a lot of the woketards add their preferred pronouns. So now those are gone. We've made wokeness so toxic that even Pete Buttigieg has removed his preferred pronouns from his Twitter bio. Everybody knows by now, anybody who has their pronouns in their Twitter bio or in their LinkedIn bio or anywhere is unstable and really should be committed to a psychiatric hospital. And so Pete Buttigieg, trying to restore some normalcy to the Democrat Party, and changed his Twitter header as well. And this photograph was taken at the FBI headquarters in Quantico, showing that the ridiculous DEI mural there is being painted over. Of course, the they-thems are crying about all this on TikTok.
Hi, my name is Karen, and my pronouns are they-them, and I'm a licensed psychotherapist in the states of Colorado and Washington.
Wait. You are the psychotherapist, or you need a psychotherapist?
Hi, my name is Karen, and my pronouns are they-them, and I'm a licensed psychotherapist in the states of Colorado and Washington.
Okay, we don't care. We've heard way too much from you people and about you people over the last 4 years, so goodbye. Donald Trump is also doing his best to clean up the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Instigation.
It can only be described as the start of a massive, much larger than expected purge at the FBI.
Yes.
Of FBI agents and officials, many of them in one way or another touched the investigations into Donald Trump. Sources telling NBC News this, the Office of Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bobe asked the FBI for a list of bureau employees involved in January 6 cases, sparking panic inside the bureau by people who fear retribution by the Trump administration amidst an ongoing purge of FBI leadership.
Good. Now we just need the Senate to confirm Kash Patel.
They appear to be targeting all the FBI agents who were involved in any of the cases brought against January 6th rioters. And to put this in perspective, the January 6th riot cases make up the largest single investigation ever in the history of the Bureau.
Good, because it's long overdue to cut the fat.
On another piece of breaking news tonight here in the nation's capital, where the Trump administration has conducted an unprecedented purge at the top levels of the FBI. Unprecedented. Administration officials have forced out all six of the FBI's most senior executives and multiple heads of various FBI field offices across the country, according to current and former FBI officials who spoke with NBC News. This is hostile takeover of federal law enforcement. There's no other way to call it. Included the high-profile leader of the Washington, D.C. field office, which was involved in the prosecutions of President Donald Trump. Department of Justice also fired multiple federal prosecutors who conducted the criminal investigation of January 6 rioters.
Well, I might have to buy a bigger Liberal Tears mug from my online store, MarkDice.com, which, by the way, are available in an 11-ounce, which is like the standard coffee mug size, a 15-ounce, and a 20-ounce. And when you go to the website, up in the top, if you click drinkware, you can see that all of my designs are now available in mugs as well, and a couple pint glasses. The site has been newly redesigned, so head on over there and get your Conspiracy Theorists Were Right shirt, your Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt, Trump's America shirt, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.